Hey guys, welcome back to Express the Podcast. We're kicking off this comeback episode with the one and only Chris, who not only crushes goals, but also knows how to have a good time doing it. Get ready for a roller coaster of achievements and a sprinkle of fun. Welcome, Chris, to Expresso Podcast.
Thank you so much. It took a lot of time to be here. We're not even in Dubai. Why are we doing this? Can we go in?
No. We're doing this outside. Just, so this is my, let's say, comeback, because I've been off for a while. And I decided what's better than just recording outside on a snowy day in a different country with my new best friend, Chris.
That's how you do it. I'm honored to be on your podcast.
No, I'm happy that you're here. Stuff. I'm happy you made it to the trip.
And thank you.
A last minute trip where I just messaged him and I was like, hey, Chris, we're going to Georgia in February.
That was in November.
Yeah. And I was like, do you want to come? He's like, yeah, hell yeah.
Without even asking details.
Yeah.
That's how much I love you, bro. We've known each other for like, I don't know, 5 years, but we haven't met.
Until, electronically, over social media.
E-friends. Online friends. Yeah. I admire your creativity. And that's the reason why I think we
clicked.
We clicked. So, yeah. We had the same ethos, like outlook and life. So, yeah. And now we're here.
The other thing,
there's actually a spa jacuzzi behind us. I just realized that.
And I told you the other day that ever since, I think for a while, I've looked up to you. And then when I got to meet you, even like gotten to know you more.
Cue dramatic music.
realizing what you've done since you got to Dubai.
Yeah.
And your life in Dubai has been an interesting.
It's been pretty wild and grateful. And
I'm how grateful it started and where it's been now. Like when you told me at the time, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So how did it begin?
So basically, I was here in 2009. My parents like gifted me a trip to Dubai, where at the time my brother was working for a huge hotel company, and he's like, come by. And a week into my visit, I was like, I want to work here. I was at the Jumeirah Beach Hotel, and I saw everybody just like, oh, this is a completely different level of everything. You know, there's like lots of people, a lot of people are open-minded, and it's just so nice. And I thought, do I really want to do what I'm doing right now, or do I want to go back?
And what were you doing at the time?
I just graduated from nursing.
And the thing is, we're not so different.
We're not so different. It's still like the medical field.
Yeah.
So I just graduated from university, came here. I fell in love. I mean, not here, in Dubai. And I fell in love with the city and the people and the potential and the opportunity. So I was like, I want to work here. So I told my brothers, like, do you think I can work here? I have zero experience and all these things. But I even remember like faking a bit of my CV. You know, because I had nothing. And then I had like an open day for a lifeguard position. And I was like, that's close to my field. And I was like, really? Or do I just really want to make it work? So that was in July of 2009. I queued up outside Madinat Jumeirah for 4 hours on a hot summer's day. And once we got into the ballroom, it was like a panel interview. And there's like 20 people, and then the guy just like interviewing people, and he looked at me and my CV, and he's like spoke to me for about, I don't know, 2 sentences, and it's like, okay, we'll call you. And I was like, everything for that? Stood outside in my jacket, and I was so sweaty. And the next day I got a call from the water park, and I was like, oh, you have a swim test tomorrow. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is even that? So they lined us up. They let us jump in like from the wave pool. And then, yeah, I was into lifeguarding for like 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
And then I think the company at the time, Wild Wadi, amazing. And they're like, maybe we could use you for something else, because I was doing photography. I was doing graphic design. So I started helping like on admin stuff. And then from then on, I trained and trained. Yeah, and I trained and trained so hard, became like a marketing executive slash graphic designer with the skills that I had, little skills that I had. And then I just like started honing, and I'm just like, all right, cool. So you can actually make your own ladder instead of like climbing the corporate ladder, right?
Yeah.
So I started like a marketing executive, and then to assistant manager, and then becoming like the manager for the water park, and then moved to hotels. And then from then on, moved to the corporate group for brand and digital marketing. And then after that, moved to another conglomerate. And then here I am.
You know? But I remember you mentioned at the time, you've done some freelance stuff as well.
I did so much freelancing for video because I really loved doing side jobs. When I was in university, I was playing music at bars because I'm a musician.
Yeah.
I played the drums and the percussion. So 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. doing nursing school, 9 p.m. to 3 p.m. At 3 a.m. I'd be playing at bars, but also because I wanted my own money, yeah, not just from my parents, right? And I never told my parents that I was a lifeguard. Otherwise, they're just going to send me back home.
Yeah.
They're like, all that. But it's a noble job, and you have to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
If you feed your mind with lots of ego, and you can't start at something. Everybody starts like from humble beginnings, you know? So, but yeah, doing side jobs. And then from then on, I think I was in 2011, my boss at the time, she's amazing. I owe her so much when it comes to like the fundamentals and foundation of my professional career, because she's just so nice. And she's like, hey, Chris, would you like to do the video for my wedding in Morocco? And I'm just like, hell yeah. And then she sent me there for like 2 weeks, all the expenses paid. And then that's the start of like me doing wedding videos on the side on the weekends,
yeah,
just for fun. And I was like, you could make money out of this. And I think after like, I don't know, 50 weddings, I'm like, okay, I don't want to do weddings anymore. And then I've always wanted to do something bigger than that. So I started doing more creative stuff outside of work, and then helping friends do their stuff.
No, and you had that Iceland video as well, right? That was a project with a friend.
Yeah, that was a project with a friend. I was sponsored by the North Face for like 2 years, and they were super helpful when it comes to like lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that. And I think for me, when you do good work, you only get like good results in all these things, right? If you keep doing it, and all of these would just like pour in, and all the great opportunities.
And this is mainly why I said in the beginning that I look up to you after I got to know. Like, I already looked up to you from everything that I've seen on social media, which is not a lot.
Thank you. That's so kind
and
of you.
And moreover, when I got to know you and see how your brain works and all the things that go through your head and the So Far Event collaboration that you had.
Thank you for being there. Thank you.
No,
you were such a great support.
Least I could do. And you've done so much, from moving to Dubai, starting from scratch, getting to a good position, and doing the freelance stuff, and traveling. I remember you used to travel a lot. Like, you did 1 month in Iceland as well.
I used to travel so much pre-COVID. But then now with my current work, I handle like different continents.
So you're still traveling, but
yes, travel
it's
for
work.
It's completely different when it's traveling for work, but my work is so much fun. And it's completely, in 2021, just like a quick background, in 2021, I got a call from a friend. It's like, do you know someone who can do like content? You're going to travel so much. And that afternoon, I was like, that could be me. So I was like, I responded. It's like, can I send my CV? It's like, send it.
Yeah.
And then I spoke to my now boss on the phone, and then we just clicked for an hour. We were just like talking, and I thought like, she's cool. This job is cool. And then when they told me, it's like, okay, Chris, this is what you're going to do. And then I'll never forget when they said, you're going to have fun here. And I was like, yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah.
You know, because during COVID, working for a big corporation, sometimes it's very bureaucratic. And I realized like, later in life that it's not about the money that you make. Obviously it's part of it, a huge majority of it, but it's what makes you happy. You know, I'm 37 years old, And I think I've seen too much with the corporate. I just cannot wear a suit anymore. It's really tough for me.
Yeah.
But now I'm having so much fun. My team's amazing. My boss is amazing. She's based in London. I'm based in Dubai. She lets me do whatever I want to do creatively. And obviously, in return, I return the trust that she's bestowed upon me. So yeah, I think it works. We have a great relationship, you know. So I'm happy, and I think a lot of people will be like, "Oh, you're lucky that you're working this job." But I was like, "I work freaking hard for this." You know, you don't know.
No, there's no luck. There's no luck.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? You got where you got with hard work.
Yeah. So.
And now you have more hard work coming in.
Yeah.
With the podcast, 5:30.
With the podcast.
Yeah. So where did that begin?
So
You said 2017.
Well, we thought about the brand with a friend, 5:30, and then we parked it, bought the website, and then post-COVID, I think 2021, a good friend of mine, Sophie, we were at a friend's party, children's birthday party, and we were just like, why don't we do a podcast? And my friends were like, yeah, guys, why don't you do a podcast? And we were like, yeah. And at the time, there's a lot of like negative media about everything, where it's only 5% of the equation, right?
Yeah.
95% of everything is just like positive, but they don't get like the attention that it deserves. So we were like, oh yeah, we know a lot of people. And we were like, what route do we want to go in to? And we were just like, let's talk to ordinary people, you know, with
extraordinary stories.
Yeah, it's a podcast about ordinary people doing ordinary things extraordinarily well, just like you and me. It's relatable, and I think it makes more sense because there's a lot of people who would be like, ah, yeah, that sounds like me. You know, just like what we did with your episode.
With my episode.
You know, and a lot of them would be just like so relatable, and it's like, ah, yeah, it's a good reality check. And it's the messages that we receive, people are just like sending us like texts and voice notes, and some of them are just like in tears, like saying like, wow, I'm so proud of you for doing this. I didn't know that you were going through this. Didn't know that this was your life story. You know, it makes sense, you know?
No, and then, like you said, people would be able to relate because, like I mentioned in the episode that we did, we don't see ourselves until we see it in someone else.
Exactly.
Where we relate and then go like, okay, this is what I'm going through.
That's so true.
This is what I can do or I can take out of this episode that I'm listening to or watching or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can tweak it however you want to the way that works for you. Yeah. And this is the beauty of what we're doing.
It's also amazing because we recorded our first episode in November 2022. And then we parked it until February because we were just like, shit. Did we do great? It's like, I hated hearing the sound of my voice.
No, that's what we discussed as well. And I was like, I'm starting one. And then you're like, oh,
we
shit.
We both started. It's like, let's fucking start. Yeah. And we were just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Publish it. If people like it, people like it. And after that, like the amount of like, people were so receptive.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, oh, I know this friend. I know this person. And then I know this and that with great stories. And we're all about stories because stories don't lie.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a good story, it's going to be a good story. And this will inspire the next person to do something. And that's all what we want.
Just start.
You know, which is, to me, Sophie and I were so grateful. And I'm so grateful for her because I think the dynamics that we have, it's just so nice. It just works.
Yeah.
You know, we both love what we're doing. We do it on, like, every time that weekends, it's 5:30.
Yeah.
You know, so, I'm just like grateful that we're doing it. And now I think it's just getting bigger and bigger. I mean, the more people that we reach, and we were looking at numbers and figures, and it was just like,
crazy.
Why would they listen to us? But then again, for us, it's a platform for stories.
Yeah.
And we want to keep it that way. You know, it's not about us. It's about the person's...
sitting across the table.
Yeah. So...
going back to the Dubai venture that you went through, like where you just decided to move to Dubai, did you face any difficulties? Did you have days where you're like, why the fuck did I do this?
Absolutely, man. Almost every day. But then again, I'm really happy that I think with the medical, I don't know, with my medical training, psychology, I know what goes through my mind, or maybe because of my parents, my yeah. mother especially. I'm mentally strong to get through a lot of emotional stuff and process it. I'm more self-aware even back then. And I was like, there's a lot, man. It's like when I was a lifeguard, I was standing watching people like in June, like in the middle of summer, yeah. August, standing and thinking to myself, holy shit. Like I spent like 5 years in university, and why am I doing this? But you know, I was just like thinking about the future. I was like, this is just a stepping stone. Yeah. Stepping stone.
Like you said, building up your own ladder.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the first thing that came to my mind. It's like, I need to build my own ladder, because at one point I'm going to have a family. I'm just going to have to survive on my own. No one's going to help me.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
You may come across a few people, but there's no, only so much limit.
When shit hits the fan, it's yeah. just you and yeah. you. Yeah. Like, no one's going to pay your bills for you.
Yeah.
No one's going to, basically, nobody, apart from yourself. So when the chips are down, I read, I play music so much. I'm an introvert.
What?
I am.
What?
I'm so much an introvert.
We're in Georgia, and he met 5 other different people he's never met in his life, and he's telling me he's an introvert.
But I think that's part of me working in PR and marketing. It's part yeah. of it. But, and that's the reason why I travel to remote places, because yeah. I just want it to be me and the environment and my camera. I yeah. would hike for 8 hours for that sunset, because to me, it's not about like it's not about AI or anything. I wanted to do it old school in my way. But talking about like being an introvert, when I feel down, I'm lucky that I have like different avenues. Like, for example, I play music so much yeah. now that I created a studio where I have all my instruments. I would just like sing, belt out stuff and play music, and then I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
But again, for me, like going back to the Dubai story, I just wrote down the things that I really wanted. I'll never forget the first note that I posted on my cupboard. It was a new pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses because of being out in the sun, a digital camera because I really loved like what Casey Neistat did on the Nike ad, which is, I think he's a huge influence when it comes to creativity, and a dive watch.
Yeah.
And I got those in 3 months, and I crossed it out.
Yeah.
And I was staying at my brother's place the whole time, and my next big thing was to have my own apartment. And I got promoted, literally jumped from being a lifeguard to being in the office,
yeah.
you know, doing cool stuff. And then, you know, I write things down. And so that's the reason why when the chips are down, I just look at it and it's like, this is why you're here.
Yeah. So this is why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
and you
exactly.
wanna get where you wanna get. Yeah. No, that's, see, now, I mean, I don't know what's next after me already admiring you and looking up to
man,
you.
Man, come on, you're too kind.
Like, hearing all of this, I knew parts of it. But yeah, like, the traveling, the music, the creativity, work on the side, like, all of that, I look at it and I'm like, there's still so much that I can do. I mean, I'm 29.
You're very young.
I'm like,
you have the world ahead of you.
I'll be honest, I've had moments where I'm like, I look up to you and I'm like, crap, like, I want to reach that. I'm not there yet. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck are you saying? Like, I'm fucking 29.
Exactly.
And I still have enough time to be where I want to be. And you guys asked me, you were like, what would you tell your 18-year-old self? And I told you, I'll tell them you fucking did what you wanted to do. I didn't have lists, but I had things in my head that I wanted to do, and I got them done. I got married, opened a house. I have 3 cats. I've always wanted a pet. My parents
yeah.
didn't let me. But yeah, so far, I'm happy where I am. And I believe you are as well, to some extent.
I am, yeah.
I know you have other goals on the list.
Well, there's a commercial break. We've got like snowmobiles just right down here. It's snowing here. I still don't know why we're here. We could have gone inside. You have a big room with a nice view of the mountains. And
they have a nice view of the naked people behind you.
There's a jacuzzi in there.
But yeah, overall, I think you have things figured out because you managed to get through everything that happened to you.
Yeah, I just try to live in the moment.
Yeah.
And what I learned when I was young, I didn't know about that. But obviously, as you progress in your career and your life, whatever you choose, you got to prioritize your mental health. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. Because we go through a lot, creative-wise, personal-wise, and everything. Just take care of your body.
Yeah.
And that's the best investment. So I started going to the gym a month ago, and I saw the results. The results are just, like, so amazing, and I'm so happy. I got a therapist, and it just works. It's nice. Like, gone are the days where everything's taboo. Like, you know, men should be tough.
Yeah, and honestly, I've had an episode about mental health, and a lot of people take it that if you have a therapist, that means you have a problem.
But no, it's not.
No, it's just you need to have an outlet, and sometimes people are not enough.
Exactly.
No matter how good a friend you have, they're still not going to...
Again, that's the reason why I was like, I know I'm fine, but I just want to make sure that I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like, that I'm doing the correct things, you know, and that, you know, everything's in check.
Because they're going to ask you the right questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Questions that you may not think of.
And it's unbiased. Because if I ask you something about, oh, what do you think about this? You might not give me the harsh reality, but you might sugarcoat it a bit. But then at the end of the day, you know, it's you. So take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's it.
So what's something...
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. What's something that throughout your life have always gone by... But people find it out of the norm, or it's an unpopular thing that you've been doing your whole life and would not change?
That creativity is simple?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. This was great.
This was fantastic.
This was nice. Thank you so much. My hands are dead.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm okay.
Canada. Goose. All right. Thank you so much, man.